FM's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Yeah, baby. Hey, just Tom, quick one, out of nowhere, but I've just been on Facebook. I've got a question for you. Yeah. How long have you been dating your Trump idolizing boyfriend from America, Seth?
It's probably been 2 or 3 months now.
2 or 3 months?
Yeah.
And he uses Facebook, yeah?
He does.
He's across social media?
Yeah, he's across social media.
Well, he just liked our page just tonight. So welcome, Seth, to the party.
Ah, thanks, Seth.
Good that he's taken 3 months to engage in your content.
Yeah, well, you know, he's...
If your boyfriend won't listen to the content and watch the videos, how can you expect Joe Blogs in his car to?
Because he gets it at home for free every night.
You go and do a bit, do you?
Yeah, I do a bit for him. I would tell him about my my reunion on Friday night.
Well, speaking of doing a bit, why don't you do that bit for us now?
No, well, you didn't want to hear about it. You were too busy going through Facebook comments.
No, I do want to hear your reunion bit about you getting bullied.
No, I'm fine. We'll do it later.
Yeah. Okay, Tom Petty. That's fine. We'll move on. But up next, we need to get the pug back in here, Biggie, because we're talking about sex with pets. Sex with pets in the room, I should say. Bring it in. Come on, Belle. Wake that dirty pug up and bring it in.
You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Painless baby animals. Yes, I'll have the leash.
Take the leash, Tom.
Yes, thank you.
Put it in your hand.
You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. I'm so sorry for everyone who hates this pug noise, but I've been given a pug for the night because apparently I said some bad things about pugs.
You did.
Even though Ollie did as well.
Hey, that's pug life for you.
Oh, I hate pug life.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Biggie, sit.
Have you got like an extendable lead for Biggie? Like that can reach out further and you retract it in? Or what have
Biggie,
you got?
Biggie, shush. Biggie, shush.
Good. He's learning.
Good boy.
He's trusting you.
Biggie, shush.
And this is where the bonding comes in.
Biggie, shush. One listener wrote on our Facebook page, at Tom and Ollie with a Y, wait till his eyes pop out and you have to push them back in with your fingers.
Does that happen?
Apparently that happens to these disgusting dogs.
No,
Who would get a pug?
Okay, so if you own a pug and you've seen a pug's eyes pop out and you've had to push them back in, you must call this show 133353 and tell us about the eye popping experience. Insane. I was going to jump into Naughty After Nine with an eye-popping story. Do you have a naughty content warning to play, Tom?
I've done it.
You've done that.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask about, do you have sex with your pet in the room?
Whoa, okay.
Do you have sex with your pet
in the room?
Because, you know, if you had this pug, Tom, he'd be really making a bit of noise, and you'd start to go, hang on, Seth, are you enjoying yourself a bit too much there? Or, as John said on Facebook, it sounds like Tom having a six-hour session. So, you know, some noises might be sexy. I don't think what the pug's doing is sexy, but it's certainly heavy breathing.
Yeah.
We have heard from Belle, our producer, who did some acts done with her cat in the room. What do you think about, what are you laughing at over there?
I've just seen Arj, who messaged on Facebook saying, seems you legends are struggling for content tonight.
Yeah, that was last night, mate.
Oh, right.
God, keep up. You're reading last night's content messages.
Oh, my God.
And his name's AJ, so keep up.
Arj.
Mate, sex with pets in the room. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I don't like it.
You don't like what?
I don't want to do it.
Do what? Sex?
I don't want to do sex with animals in the room. That's what I don't want to do.
Okay, well... Well, there you go. That's the answer.
Well, what
is it because this pet or any pet?
I think I'd be fine with a fish.
Yeah.
If there was a fish in the room, I'd be cool. I feel like once the animal gets to a certain level of like consciousness, then I'm not okay with the pet.
So you're saying tonight when you go home,
Biggie,
Seth, your Trump supporting boyfriend, there'll be no sex involved because of the dog?
Yes, 100%. The dog.
Shush, Biggie.
Is he rubbing up against you? Why are you getting so distracted? He's really rubbing you, isn't he?
Yeah, he's just distracting me.
All right, look, 133353. Tom's distracted. He has got a dog, so I do forgive him. But do you have sex with your pet in the room?
Me.
How does that work? Is that a thing that's done? This is fuel. Shimmer.
Oh, yeah, hang on. I have to press play. Oh, sorry.
This is fuel. Shimmer.
Tom and Ollie.
Tom and Ollie.
Triple M.
Triple M.
Fuel a Shimmer, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Oof, having a good one.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Say something. We're having a good one. Having a bloody rager in here.
Oh, I hate
it. With your slobbery dog, Slobodan Milosevic.
I hate it.
Pug Show.
We've caused a bit of feud on Facebook, Tom, around pugs. There's been an argument.
Has there?
Can I read it to you?
Yeah, please.
Andrew, before we get to the calls on is it okay to have sex with pets in the room on 13353.
Give us calls.
Andrew said to start the debate off, he commented saying, could have picked a dog that isn't bred to have debilitating health issues.
Sure.
Fair enough comment. Got 3 likes. Good on you, Andrew.
Good
That's
on you,
a
Andrew.
Win. That's a win for Andrew.
Andy.
He's happy. And he's married by the photo. Nick said, it's the product of humans trying to play God gone wrong.
Sure.
That's true as well.
How many likes did that get?
That got 2 likes from Nick.
Oh.
Good. Heidi chimes in, though, and Heidi says, people who buy or breed pugs are cruel. They don't know this dog can't breathe normally, and they have a headache all the time. They can't give birth naturally, ..
Fair enough.
A few claims there. No likes on that comment.
No likes.
Marnie, though, has read Heidi's comment and arced up, and Marnie has said, Heidi, just wondering how you know pugs have a headache.
Good.
I have two, and they've not showed any signs of a headache as yet. So, you know, there's debate out there as to whether pugs are having headaches or they phantom headaches, well, like what Bell gets sometimes.
Ollie, as we say, keep us abreast in radio. Keep us abreast.
Keep you abreast of
keep
the
us
debate
abreast of everything
and the Bell's phantom
on.
Headaches. You're gorgeous, Bell. I'm joking.
This I'm dog joking. Keeps twisting itself.
13353, do you have sex with your pet in the room? We have heard that Bell's done that, and that's fine. I'm okay with that. That's her choice.
Poor Bell. Hey, Christopher.
Oh, hello. How are you doing today?
Yeah, good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. You know, just racking up those nerves to tell my sex stories on the radio, just like your average
racking
girl.
Racking up nerves, thank God. Now, Chris, tell us, have you had sex with your pet in the room?
The room.
I love the pause you guys do. Oh, it's amazing.
Thank you,
yes, I've had sex with my pet while it's in the room. So I have a cat called Wednesday, right? And she's a beautiful little thing. I've also had like an ex-girlfriend's cat. So this is two different cats I've had this experience with.
Oh.
Basically what happens is, you know, you start the light work, you start doing what you got to do, warming up, and the next thing you know, you think you feel a little pat on like the back of the bed, like something hopped up.
Oh, no.
You're in the zone though. You've got a rhythm going. You can't just break that. And the next thing you know, 20, 25 minutes pass, you turn around and she's just sitting there looking at you with this half-bored look on her face like, was that all you had, mate?
Oh, no. Judgmental eyes from Dr. Evil Cat over there.
What's amazing is you can rock that bed like crazy for tomorrow and the cat just completely unfazed.
You got a good
it's a little
cat,
weird if I think about it, but let's face it. When we're doing the deed, we're not thinking about what else is in the room, are we, boys?
Mate, you're in the zone because you're having sex with your pet in the room, but with your partner.
Yeah, well, damn right. My ego's on the line. If I don't do the job here and every other time, then there's going to be one time they can call me out and use it over my head.
Absolutely.
Good on you, Chris.
Tom, I couldn't heap half that story because of your dog. So can you make sure your dog keeps the noise down? Tell him to shut up.
Biggie, shush.
The good work. Look at you. Authoritative
you.
Figure, aren't you? When he breathes,
no.
when he swallows, it sounds like he has a very bad cold.
Well, he was born that way.
What's his fault? Mick. Mick, what is your story of sex with pets in the room?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
It's actually my best mate. He was having sex with his missus in the bedroom, and he was behind her, and just as they're about to finish, his dog come up and licked his bum.
Oh.
He reckons it was the best experience he'd ever had.
Yeah, it would. It would elevate it, wouldn't it? And you can just play dumb and say, oh, I didn't want that to happen.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm pretty sure he didn't, but he reckons the experience was a once in a lifetime, though.
Oh, mate, I mean, you wouldn't call it a threesome, but it's certainly...
Stop it.
Certainly interesting.
Stop it. Pull back. Thank you very much, Mick.
Well,
you've made Ollie go crazy.
Good luck tonight with Seth, your boyfriend, and Biggie, your pug.
I'm going to turn Biggie's mic up. Listen to this.
Nothing.
That's like nothing at all.
Oh.
It's probably dead.
Oh, love this song. Born to Run, Bruce Springsteen. 13353. Do you have sex with your pet in the room?
Do you have sex with your pet
In the room? 133353. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Born to Run, Bruce Springsteen. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Just give our little...
Oh, hello. Oh, he's back.
Just gave our little pug some schmackos.
And dogs go wacko. Dogs go wacko for schmackos.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Good ad. Great ad, isn't it?
Great ad. They're not paying for this. And I'm very sorry to the breakfast show for having the studio smell a bit like dog in the morning.
And their microphones covered in slobber. Oh. Rachel on Facebook has said, oh, boys, lol, please rephrase your topic. It sounds like, do you have sex with your pet? Not have sex while it's in the room. So we've been pausing a bit saying, do you have sex with your pet
in the bedroom?
And we should just be saying, do you have sex with your pet in the room or whilst in the room?
Yeah. What do you think about this? What's your stance? Are you cool with it, Michael? What do you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon it's cool. Hello?
You're down with it, Michael? You're down with it?
Yeah, I live with a pet in the room, so he's always having a gander.
What do you live with, sorry?
I've got a turtle in my room.
Oh, yeah.
So he's always hanging up at the glass and like you kind of like sit back and then you realise he's swimming up at the glass.
Enjoying the show. Is he enjoying the show, is he?
Yeah.
When you say you're down with it, are you into it? Are you into it?
I'm not too sure. Sometimes it's a bit uncomfortable. I might want to throw a towel over the tank or something, but I feel bad.
Yeah.
Might as well let him enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah. Why stop the show?
Yeah, exactly. I watch him eat fish.
It's a good confidence boost for you, and it's a good win for him to see what you do.
Exactly.
And he can replicate it at 1/10 the speed.
Exactly.
Turtles having sex is actually quite a weird thing. I think I've seen it happening.
I've seen videos of giant turtles, like Galapagos Island turtles, having sex.
How do they? Do they?
Very slow. It's as you'd expect. But it's the clambering on top, you know, and traditional doggy style as
Biggie.
Well. Speaking of doggy style, Biggie, keep it down.
Shush, mate. We're trying to do a radio show. Seriously.
Who would have sex with this dog?
I mean, in the room.
In the dog. No, in the dog world, I'm talking about.
Oh, right.
Who would have sex with this dog, honestly? Like, Biggie. You've got to see, if you haven't seen him yet, check out Facebook or Instagram at Tom and Ollie. He's not pretty.
Oh.
You're the one who's been shit-canning him all night.
I haven't said that he's ugly. I've said that multiple times.
You said he's
times.
Disgusting.
Cameron, do you have sex with your pet in the room?
How are we, fellas?
Oh, good, Cameron. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. So me and my Sheila were having a bit of a fling one night.
Thursday froppies for Cameron.
Yeah, that's it, mate. Straight after the pokes, we get back. And there we go. We're having a fling on the bed. Halfway through, the bed breaks, doesn't it?
Oh, you're joking.
And underneath the bed, my cat possum runs out because the bed broke. The flat of my bottom of my bed broke. Slams on the cat, jumps right out and starts attacking me totem pole after I came out. Absolutely tore it apart. Never been able to look at it again.
No.
And so
it was horrendous.
Your possum called cat did some damage, did it?
Oh, bloody oath it did. Oh. It tore me apart.
Oh, no.
That's it.
Did you have to go to a hospital or a doctor or something after that?
Oh, no, I just home medication, bit of deep heat, she'll be right. But, you know, a bit of rash everywhere. But she's all right now. Oh. Good as gold.
Yeah, good on
the
you.
The totem pole. Got to be careful with it.
On your camera.
Yeah. That's right. See you, fellas.
See you, mate. Have frobbies. Nice. Do you have sex with your pet in the room?
With a pug that makes a lot of noise, like tonight, Tom.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We're going home, fans. Joy, new music, Triple M. New-ish music, I should say. Thursday night, nearly into the weekend, which is very exciting as well. Next week, we're starting a whole interview series around the AFL and why there's no out and proud AFL footballers. So if you do have anything to add to that, if you are a gay footballer at a grassroots club, or if your club has an open stance, you know, or is quite accepting, 133353, we'd love to hear your stories around why there aren't any out and proud AFL footballers. Speaking of AFL footballers, Ollie, there's two in my life that I'm not keen to see. This Friday night, it's my 10-year school reunion, Halebury College. In Victoria.
Are we getting the story now? The reunion story?
Yeah, well, you cut me off before.
You've moved on. You're being less petty, and I'm glad you are. So let's hear about your reunion. The backstory to this is that you were bullied by a couple of the players. One of the students who now play AFL.
I mean, there was a one Tyrone Vickery. Now, Tyrone, he wasn't the main culprit. We weren't great friends.
He wasn't the lead bully. He was an ensemble bully.
And what I'm saying...
if we're talking about a drama reference, which you can understand.
What I want to say to this as well, this isn't... Don't have any defamation cases against me. It's in the past, you know?
Oh, you're not holding a grudge.
Oh, no.
You've forgotten
not.
About it, basically.
The other person who did most of the bullying, though, was Tom Lynch. Tom Lynch, AFL footballer.
And again, you've forgotten it, but you mean you've moved on. You're not harping on about
I'm
it on the radio.
Harping on about it on the radio. It's not like I'm using a national radio show to talk about the AFL footballers that bullied me in high school. Just That's give not it, the type of thing I'd
no,
be doing.
No, you wouldn't do that. Just give us an insight as to some of the labels that were thrown around.
No, drama.
Say it.
No, I'm definitely not. It's a horrible word.
I'm not sure what the word is.
Well, you don't need to know.
Drama bitch.
That'd be good. That'd be good.
Oi, drama bitch.
No, I'm not sure what words they've used. I've pushed them out of my memory. Drama I'm very cock. Good at
drama
pushing
cock.
Them down. You
yeah,
know?
Okay. So
suppress
you,
the memories.
Yeah, suppress them. But so you're going to face them, though?
Well, here's the thing, Ollie. I received an email this week saying the final call out to try and get your classmates to the final class of 2008 reunion.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
We actually received the list of people who are attending.
Is that so you can read the names up and go, oh, who's going? Get their name right.
I suppose so.
Oh, that guy's going. Darren's coming. Don't want to go to that.
Ollie.
Avoid him.
I can reveal to you that at my school reunion, neither of my bullies are going.
It's the best night of my life.
What a relief for you.
It takes me back to bus C. Where I'd be like, oh no, I have to jump on the bus and there'd be the two bullies there. But on a Friday night, when they weren't there because they were at footy training.
They were at footy training.
Oh.
And just like the bus scenario, they're not going because they're too cool. They've got successful AFL careers. Huh? So they're too good to go to the reunion.
What? Oh, don't say that. Come on, mate. That's just putting me back down again.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
So I'm just going through some comments on Facebook regarding the sex with pets in the room. Yeah. Do you have sex with your pet?
In the room.
In the room.
Yeah.
Mark said, when I first started dating my partner, we took her dog to the park. One thing led to another and we started having sex in the park.
No way.
Hang on a minute. But quickly stopped mid-session when her dog started humping my leg.
Oh, no.
No, that is almost a threesome. You got to shut that down. Well, you've got to shut that down, and Mark was right to do that.
We've had an anonymous person get in contact saying, anonymous from my girlfriend.
Sure, Tom.
She once got turned on by her cat.
What?
Wait.
What?
It's all okay. She was asleep, then she woke up, turned on, because the cat was breathing really close and licking her ear. She was outraged. She was shocked.
Oh,
she was
God.
Like, no, that's the cat. I wasn't supposed to be turned on.
Sexy stuff.
Oh, it's insane stuff. Hello, Midnight Oil. This is Beds Are Burning. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Naughty After 9. Beds Are Burning. Midnight Oil, Triple M, Tom and Ollie, the number one development show. We have questions.
Oh, someone's had a can of lift over here. God.
Oh, mate, you're telling me. You gotta
lift. Getting you through the weekend. And who's pumped?
I am.
But I wasn't pumped.
Got my keys ready. Let's go. Let's get these breaks out of the way. Let's get to 10 o'clock.
Who's counting down?
Me.
I wasn't pumped last night, Tom, when I saw this happen. And the question here is, we have questions. Did you get done by a shitty rule?
Did you get done
by a shitty little rule? One of those rules that you go, oh, really? Are we really enforcing that? Now, I'm not encouraging breaking the law. But I saw, and it's happened to me as well, I saw a guy who was like a Deliveroo or one of those bike riders taking food to someone. And yes, it was nighttime. Highway patrol pulled him over on a busy city street.
Was he a push bike or was he a motorbike?
Push bike.
Okay.
So he's cycling along at 5Ks an hour. He's actually turning onto the footpath. Highway patrol pulls him over and goes, mate, you've got no light, giving you a fine. And I've been there.
Nah, I'm all for that.
Look,
that's not a shitty rule. That's a good rule.
Yeah, no, it is a shitty rule because what the cops can do is give you a warning and say, mate, like, go and get a light.
Sure.
Which has happened to me.
Yeah.
I've had both. I've had the warning given and my heart was pumping and I was like, yes, thank you, officers. I'll go and get a light. And I actually did go and get a light.
Of course you did.
Because I don't want to get a fine.
You don't want to get a fine.
But then another time, I wasn't wearing the lights and I got a fine. So, look, I get, of course, I encourage you to be safe in the dark and have a light on your bike.
Definitely have a light on your bike.
But it's a shitty rule to cop a $220 fine for.
Whoa!
Yeah, it's not like a parking fine, mate.
That's more than a couple of lights. Go out and get your lights.
Lights aren't
I'm not
cheap.
Talking about beers.
The lights aren't cheap. Go and get some lights. But, mate, it is a bit of a shitty rule to have to get done with. And so 133353, have you been in a scenario where you've gotten done and you've gone, you know what, yeah, you've got me, but to tell you the truth, this rule's a pain in the ass.
You know, it's naughty off and on. It's a content warning. I've been done for the shitty rule of having sex in the sauna at the gym. I mean, come on.
Tom.
I mean, why can't we have sex in the sauna?
There's clear signs. Stop sweating your heart out in here through sex.
That hasn't happened.
Well, it's out there now. It's on record.
Oh, well, there we go.
We've got the audio isolated. Bell's already cut it up, our producer.
Go for it, Daily Mail. Go for it, news.com.au. Give us any publicity.
Radio host admits to having illegal sex in sauna.
In sauna. Hmm. Oh, that's right. It was a gay sauna. Sex on premises venue.
Oh, typical.
133353. Did you get done for a shitty rule? A rule that you're like, come on, mate. Don't do
give
that.
Give me a warning. Give me a slap on the wrist.
133353. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Stone Temple Pilots. Interstate Love Song. Hells yeah, turn this up. Interstate Love Song. Stone Temple Pilots. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Hope you're having a good one. 133353. Get involved in this. Did you get done by a shitty rule? You know, like, I know that you're only allowed a free refill if it's a large cup, but I had a small cup. I had a small meal. I deserve the refill.
That's exactly right, Tom. I got done and I saw a guy happening to me get done without the light and the push bike. And you know what?
That's not a shitty rule. An actual rule.
No, but my argument is just give a warning. Just give a warning, coppers.
Yeah.
You've got discretion. The policeman's greatest power, my friend, Tom Bainbridge, is discretion. People think it's power, it's authority, it's the cuffs. No, it's the discretion to go, one. You know what, in this moment, I'm going to do this.
Yeah, but can I blow your mind here?
No.
A Deliveroo and Uber Eats, a food delivery service on a push bike.
A young Indian boy trying to make some money.
Should have lights on his bike. He does it for a job.
Yeah, it's true.
Come on, get lights on your bike, mate. What are you doing?
Mate, I'm all for small business. You know me.
And Deliveroo.
I'm all for small business.
What, Uber Eats is a small business?
Yeah, SBO.
Aren't they stealing money from restaurants?
That guy is an SBO.
Finn.
Hey, mate, how's it going?
Oh, sorry, I thought we'd finished the show then. It was like the French ending to a film.
Oh, wow.
Jeez, sorry,
that's
Finn.
An artistic gag, isn't it?
I was looking forward to that. Finn.
Finn gets it all the time, that gag. You're sick of that gag, aren't you, Finn?
Oh, don't you hate the French ending to a film? Finn, did you get done for a shitty rule?
Yeah, I have actually. So I've got a little brother and he's on his red peas and I'm on my green peas. And he's driven the car and then I get back in my car and I get pulled over and he checks my license and he goes, why do you have the wrong plates on? And I'm going, oh, sorry, mate. My brother's been driving it and I copped like a $320 fine for having red P plates on.
What?
It doesn't make any difference.
That is so dog because the red plates are actually more stringent than the green plates.
I know, it's ridiculous.
What? So you didn't have the right P's on, but were you breaking any red P rules at that time?
Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, that's a bit tough, isn't it?
That's a bit tough from the cops. Get that bloody microphone on that dog again, I reckon.
Yeah. Oh, don't you dare. That is, no.
Don't put the volume on the dogs.
No, don't,
where's your pug?
Stop it. Stop it.
I feel bad
right
for you,
now.
Finn. That's not fair.
That's insane. 133353. Were you in the same boat as Finn? Boats of Finn's very nautical. Oh. Thank you, Ollie.
You are having a real perler.
Right. Just getting through it.
By Perla,
getting through it.
Just talking shit.
133353. Did you get done by a shitty rule? Radio here, Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Radio. Back to the bone. No. George Thorogood. Back to the bone is what I said. Obviously a joke meant to say bad to the bone on Triple M with Tom and Ollie. And I'll never try again.
Good. That's my job. You should never do it again.
I'll do the gags.
I'm not looking forward to spending the night with the pug. Pug show.
Yeah, come on, Bill. We should get him in for a goodbye kiss.
Oh, no, thank you. But we're asking 133353 because we have questions and we're the development show at night. Did you get done by a shitty rule? Did you get done by a shitty rule?
Let's head over straight to Hashan because I can hear Tom's keys jangling next to his pug dog. Hashan, you got done by a shitty rule?
Yeah, I got done for what I was told to not stopping for 3 seconds at a stop sign.
Oh, nah, that is a shit rule.
Are you supposed to stop for 3 seconds?
Yep.
Well, I didn't know that. Like, I'd seen the highway patrol. She was sitting in my street. I left my house to go get a coffee 2 minutes up the road. I came back. I knew she was there. So I was making sure I was doing the right thing, and she pulled me over and said that I failed to stop for three seconds.
That's insane. I recall the testing being done to get my P plates, and as I recall it, it was just make a complete stop, and that's it.
Yeah, well, I don't know, and it cost me $300 and 3 demerit points.
3 seconds is like, all right, I'm going to stop the vehicle now.
Yeah.
One, two, three. Nah.
And then who's go, doing yeah. that?
Mate,
but then
we're busy
2 weeks later, I got to drive down the road and see the same cop standing in the rain directing traffic. And I gave her a few words as I drove past.
Yeah, good on you, mate.
Well, Hashan, don't you should stop at stop signs, but don't stop believing. Good, yeah.
And don't stop slagging off those cops in the rain, Hashan.
No worries.
See you, mate.
All right. Don't abuse cops.
No, definitely don't.
She's doing her best.
All right.
In the rain.
Can we go?
We can go, but not before I just let everyone know that do check out all the videos of Tom's brand new pug, Biggie, on Instagram,
yeah.
Tom and Ollie, and Facebook, Tom and Ollie, Ollie with a Y. And tomorrow, I'm going to come around with a camera and make sure we film a bit of you spending your time with your pug.
That's all I had at the
end of the song.
So, see ya.
That was Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Catch up on the show by downloading the Triple M app. And if you like it, share it with your mates. For more Tom and Ollie, hit the boys up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter @TomandOllie.